Sexy, have you missed us? We're back! A man who's in the right more often than Paolo Di Canio, the stunning Bull Adonis, Bruce Swain! The man who just wants Liverpool to be taken seriously, Tim Jong-il! And our resident football analyst and finest swordsman since Jack Sparrow, Max Carnage! Yes, more delayed than a United goal in Fergie time. Sliding down the automatic tables quicker than Wolves. More biting wit than a comedy starring Luis Suarez and Stephen Fry. It is the F Factor!
Good evening and welcome after a extended break to your favourite footballing podcast, The F Factor. I have alongside me two resident, analysts. One of them somewhat more qualified than the other. We'll start with him. It's Max Carnage. How are you, Max? It's been some time since we caught up.
Shabba.
Monumentous events since we last spoke, which we will come on to a bit later.
Yeah.
How are you feeling as a Manchester United fan at the moment? Is it a bit like that bit in Red Dwarf where he's trying to feel two emotions at once?
Yeah, it's kind of emotionally draining, I think.
Like, you've just watched Stone Cold versus The Rock and the Divas match is on.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, okay,
yeah.
You're at that
the
point.
Interlude in between, okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'm feeling it.
Divas.
Indeed. And speaking of divas, we have alongside us Liverpool supporting analyst Tim Jong-il.
I'm so lonely.
How are you, Tim?
Run,
Nuclear.
I'm feeling great.
That should be what we use to describe him when there's been a bad result for Liverpool. He's gone nuclear. Tim Jong-il's gone nuclear. Liverpool coming off the back of a 3-1 away. It's 9 away goals. Nice 2 matches,
yeah,
I believe.
We've done all right.
That's post bitey bitey Luis Suarez.
The team sort of gone, oh shit, we've got nobody to score anything there.
This is true.
Liverpool have fingers out. And Daniel Sturridge has been given a healthy chance of playing.
I actually think Liverpool, in their attack, have quite a good little setup potentially. You've got Coutinho, you've got Sterling, who went off the boil but is still going to be a good player. You've got Suarez if he stays, and you've got Sturridge. All quick, nippy little players.
Andy Carroll's coming back as well.
Well, this is whether West Ham can afford him or not.
17 million. Off price.
He's not going to be at West Ham or Liverpool next season, is he?
Where do you feel he's going to be then?
Probably at Newcastle, I would imagine.
Is he the answer to Newcastle's problems?
No.
The answer to anyone's problems?
That's a little bit harsh.
He might be the answer to this problem. I need to paint the top of my ceiling, but I don't have a ladder.
Interesting.
I'm sure he probably wouldn't be able to help.
He
probably could.
No.
I think, first of all, gents, what we should get out of the way are a few plugs for ourselves. We obviously have our Twitter account, at @F_factor_, which I believe is up to a mighty 40 followers now.
Good Lord!
So spread the word far and wide.
40? What have you been doing?
Nothing.
Exactly. He has been doing literally nothing. I've been going in and having to do some...
I was following some more people today.
40!
We need follow backs. You've got loads of followers, Max.
We need to tap into the Carnage power.
Yeah. Get all your little grassroots club friends to follow us.
It's a bit small of these two.
I have to point out that we do follow some worthy causes that don't follow us back.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Mm.
But you know,
in fact, there was somebody
who
asked us to follow them, some charity. I can't remember what it was, and they never followed us back.
Unbelievable.
I think we should unfollow them, but then I'm the harsh, cynical front of their factor. I've noticed I'm not wearing the recording shades, but never mind. That is two weeks in a row.
Standard shades.
Yeah, just glasses. But we do also have a new blog. which we have one entry so far, in which your stunning bald Adonis, Bruce Swain, compares Manchester United's methods of appointing a manager with the idea of how Wolves should go about appointing their manager.
Quick! He's walking past! Hire him!
If you wish to check that out and see the unlikely comparison, or is it unlikely, the address is theffactorpodcast.blogspot.co.uk. What was that I just said?
Theffactorpodcast.blogspot.co.uk.
Correct. See, why do I even hire you, Carnage? You can't do simple tasks. Thank you, Tim. I believe Max Carnage will also be contributing an article. Have you got any thoughts as to what that might be?
I've got a couple of ideas I've got swimming around in my brain.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. I already have my next article penned and ready to go, which I believe will be going up there possibly tomorrow, which is a sort of feature subject called Alternative Footballing Universes, which is where football, like Star Trek, I know this is going to annoy you because of the content canon and all this kind of stuff in Star Wars, but nobody cares seriously about it. At some point in time, things go off in a different direction, and the initial blog I'm going to do is on the story of the two teams from Turin in Italy, which are Juventus and Torino, and the fact that at a point in time Juventus were 7-6 ahead in titles and it is now 29-7, but things could have been so different.
Okay.
So yes, it's quite a tragic story, so you'll learn more if you read on. But anyway, with that out of the way,
strange.
It is. It's for a Man United fan, it should touch a nerve, because you had a similar tragedy yourselves.
Okay.
So, anyway, speaking of United, I thought we'd first cover the subject of, we'd wrap it into three things really: United's title win, Alex Ferguson's retirement, and David Moyes' appointment.
Okay.
So,
what's he on appointment for?
He's got to get
to the doctors. You're on fine form today, aren't you?
I am.
He's got to get to the doctors because he's a bit mental because he wanted to be Man United.
Oh, very good.
But anyway, I thought we'd start with the person who is arguably the most qualified on this subject. It's our Manchester United supporting colleague, Max Carnage. So, thoughts on the win? Title win first. Easy, predictable season?
Well, it's pretty standard.
Man City were just shy.
Pretty standard, really. I mean, the trophy's back where it belongs, really. Back home.
Mm. It's alright. Football is cyclical. And, not so long ago, the other gentleman in this room, he wouldn't have been supporting Liverpool at that point in time. But they were dominating football. And look at them now, struggling for 7th place.
Yeah.
7th, is it?
6th?
Yeah,
7th.
6th,
7th.
I think Liverpool made, it wasn't just a case of them changing manager, which lost them the league, really, though, was it?
They brought in the Spice Boys.
They did. but there was a lot of other factors behind that. I certainly don't think that our club's going to change too much with David Moyes being in charge.
So we're going to scumbag things in the last minute then?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, probably. For all the whole thing about Fergie time and all this, because I'm always reminded of Chico time when people say Fergie time, which is not a good connection to be making.
My God.
Chico time.
Do you not remember from,
Big Brother?
I think
something?
It was Pop Idol.
No, Pop Idol.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. I remember him now.
He was from X Factor.
I think he was from when it was Pop Idol.
What? You got a problem?
He might have been, but anyway.
Looking it up just to make sure.
I will have a look from what it was. Yeah, I believe it was X Factor. Actually,
he's actually typed in Chico time.
I have typed it. Let's have a look. This might not work because.
See, I can't help but think of where is it in one try.
That is a classic picture, that is.
Let's not say things that the listeners can't hear.
It's basically a clock with Chico in front of it.
Is it
Chico's
face on the clock?
No, no, he's like he's
he just says Chico and
from his
Chico
torso
top.
Up and his arms out.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah,
kind of like he's surfing a wave in Australia.
Surfing a wave
and just
of
says
Chico time.
Chico in the middle.
See, I just think it's
diagonally.
Chico Flores.
But anyway,
Chico Flores
the thing
time.
About
yeah.
Fergie time, which I imagine like a Glaswegian version of this.
Mm.
People wouldn't remember Fergie time if it wasn't for United's ability to actually score in Fergie time. Nobody would remember the fact that they got loads of it extra time if they didn't do something with the extra time, and that you can't say
really
is luck.
Argue
that is
yeah.
about concentration at the end of a football match.
Mm-hmm.
It's just grinding out the results.
The whole term came from 1992-93 season when we beat Sheffield Wednesday. Steve Bruce scored two goals in what was 9 minutes added on time.
Do you think Steve Bruce looks a bit like an old woman these days?
No, I think
he looks like a woman from Home Alone 2. The pigeon woman.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He looks like a plasticine man that's been beaten up.
He's got...
I love Steve Bruce. The man's an absolute legend. He's
he also shares a nose with Kat Daly. It's true. Kat Daly is a very pretty girl, but if you look at her from a certain angle, Jesus, I never noticed her nose.
He's one of those people you wouldn't think he was a football player or an ex-football player. You would think, okay, yeah, I can see what you're saying.
Yep.
I have the picture of the Home Alone 2 pigeon lady on my phone.
Yeah.
Google Home Alone pigeon lady.
Home Alone pigeon lady,
and
Steve Bruce will come up. Yeah, but that's where it came from. And the reason we had those 9 minutes of stoppage time was because there was an injury in the game, I think that's what went on for as long as it did, and then all of a sudden it was coined Fergie time because he was pointing at his watch and all this thing, and it's just stuck ever since then. So we ever score a goal in stoppage time now, it's Fergie time.
It's Fergie time.
Let's wait and see if it becomes Moisey time next season.
Moisey
time.
Oh,
Moisey.
Please don't say you're going to start calling him Moisey.
What do you mean?
It's just atrocious.
What?
It just sounds like some sort
Let's
of
be
disease.
Honest, it's not going to be long
bit,
before it's Sir David
it's,
Moisey.
It's,
yeah,
it,
that, that's going to be next.
It's
yeah.
almost as offensive as the latest Indiana Jones film.
No.
Where Ray
Winston
continually refers to Indiana
Jonesy.
Jones as
Jonesy!
I honestly wanted to kick his face off.
I'm so thankful I haven't watched that.
Yeah, you probably don't want to.
Yeah, you should actually watch it, because if there's one thing you will learn from that film, it's that if you ever want to survive a nuclear explosion,
get in
a fridge.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, back to Fergie.
Jesus.
Would you like to give your thoughts as a United fan on this day? Bear in mind, he's still technically got one game left.
Yeah. It's difficult, really. I don't think it's going to actually hit me until he's not on the touchline.
And it's Moyes in his
Man United tracksuit. Yeah, I don't think it's going to sink in.
Do you think Moyes will wear a suit, or do you think
he'll wear a suit? There's another podcast which discussed this kind of thing. They've got this theory when he wears.
You've been cheating
a three
on us with another
suit.
Podcast.
I have. It is.
I actually think we should make friends with this other podcast to boost our listenership.
And then declare war.
Yeah, and then have some kind of war.
But
you're not going the right way about making friends with them if you just openly. Suggesting you're gonna.
Okay, we won't go to war with them should they befriend us.
No,
win.
Kim Jong Il.
Kim Jong Il doesn't want to go to war.
But they've got this theory though about it, when he wears a three-piece suit, they win, but when he doesn't, they lose, and it's nearly bang on the money. To be fair.
Mm. Well, yeah, I think he'll wear a suit, but it won't. Like I say, it won't really sink in.
Would you wear a suit as a manager?
Yes.
If you weren't a player manager.
If I wasn't a player manager, I think I would wear a suit.
I would wear and a tie with my club's colours.
Yeah. Although I do like from time to time the Andre Villas-Boas polo shirt.
Yeah.
I might go for that in the summer months.
I'd appreciate anything that Andre Villas-Boas.
He has
smolder.
He has what?
Schmolder.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like he's just sort of permanently smoking because of the voice, and he also smolders in the
the other sense.
Just
well.
That man.
It's like his voice has been cured.
So am I sandwiched in a room between two men who
you
have
a
seen
you're not Andre
AVB.
Villas,
we've got an AVB crush.
Wow.
An AVB
man
scene.
Crush on AVB.
Can you blame us? The man has Schmolder.
I hate the Chelsea for being horrible to him.
Leave
Andre alone.
I'd agree with that. But then again, I just hate Chelsea in general.
Right now, I don't. Just right now.
Okay.
I'm not bothered about Chelsea,
man,
because Chelsea have successfully ruined Max's bold prediction. So we'll come on to that in a bit. I'm not following my own rules, goddammit.
I followed the rules.
I'm like some guy in a bloody aftershave commercial. I play by my own rules, man.
What?
Yeah,
that's a guy from Family Guy.
They always give
me my own rules, not even my own.
They always have some bullshit in these, you know, like there's that guy who goes, I'm not going to be the person you expect me to be. And
oh,
then
the,
all
yeah.
the walls in the room fall down and he walks into
in
dream
beautiful
juice.
Dream
order.
Juice.
just,
is that some kind of euphemism?
that was officially listed as a prop in a Frankie Goes to Hollywood video. Dream
oh,
juice.
No.
Oh dear.
But anyway, so yeah, what are thoughts on Moyes?
Yeah, it's probably who I would have picked.
Okay.
If I wasn't going to pick Moyes, I would have had to pick someone who knew the club, probably someone inside the club at the minute, or some like an ex-player.
Giggsy,
yeah.
But you got no idea how good a manager Giggsy is. It's a gamble.
Well, no, it is a gamble, but and you know he it's not. I don't think you need to be tactically the best manager in the world to manage Manchester United with the players they've got. I think you need to have an understanding of how
the
clubs run and the values the club holds. I think that's the key point. So I think someone like Giggs could have come up and done it. An ex-player like Bruce or Solskjaer, someone like those lines could have done it.
You'll find if you read my blog or my blog post that's one of the things I talk about in there, and the fact that Mourinho never stood a chance of getting the job.
No.
Mourinho never will stand
never
a chance. Worked. The only circumstance in which I could see Mourinho going to Man United is if they had a sustained period of poor finishes and it was sort of desperate times, let's get somebody in to fire the club back up.
To be honest, I think if it does go extremely badly for whatever reason over the next 3 years, I think Fergie would come back in and do a job. As on an interim sort of basis, I do.
Would they label him interim manager?
No. He's not Rafa Benitez. Let's be fair. I don't think that's going to happen. I think David Moyes will pick up next season, pretty much where Fergie left off. I don't know if we'll go and win the league. I mean, my head says that Chelsea will probably be the team to win the league next year.
Yes.
We'll wait and see what happens with City and Mancini. But you know, I don't think we're going
to
be far away. Well, you know, either way, we're going to be up there fighting for it. So
the news reports today are that Mancini's on his way out.
Yeah.
I mean, he's even if he hadn't needed to be on the way out, he has sort of shot himself in the foot by going. Yeah, the owners.
He's an awful manager. I don't understand why anyone seems to think he's a good manager, because he's not.
He's won 4 league titles.
So? He won 4 league titles with Inter Milan.
So?
During a period of the in Italy where a lot of the top teams were relegated for match fixing.
Yeah, I know what the backstory is. He's also won a title with Man City.
It's not easy,
but he made it fucking hard for himself, didn't he? Let's be honest. That title was won at Christmas, and we shouldn't have been close to winning that title, and they won it on goal difference.
They did.
Yeah.
I
mean, I
think Mancini doesn't get the credit for necessarily as good a manager as he is, on the basis that far too often he comes out and proclaims that he's an amazing manager, and that just makes people dislike him.
I dislike him.
Do you think Benitez is a poor manager? And Benitez clearly isn't a poor manager.
Well, I didn't say that I think Benitez is a poor manager.
You
I just don't think he's a top manager.
Mm.
He's not a top manager.
Why?
How?
Look at what he's done at Chelsea since he's been there.
Yeah, what's he done?
He's got them to third.
Yeah,
from a position where they weren't looking as though they were
going to be. He's got a team with the ability and players at Chelsea have got into third. Well done.
He's got to the final of the UEFA Cup.
Europe's second.
It was in what was given to him.
Fair enough. Can't argue with that, but I mean, with that team, you'd expect them to win all the ties that have been drawn. Whoever's in charge, I'm pretty sure. If I was in charge,
I disagree.
Probably.
I also find the fact that he won the title in Spain, given that
listen, I'm not knocking his achievements with Valencia. When he was at Valencia, I was very impressed with what he did there, but he hasn't been able to replicate it anywhere. He got lucky, and that, no offence to him, he got lucky winning that Champions League final because he was so tactically inept that he decided to start a player who'd been injured for the vast majority of the season.
That's not necessarily tactically inept. That's trying to play your best.
They got very, very lucky in beating West Ham in the FA Cup final, his only other trophy for Liverpool, if it wasn't for a worldie from Gerrard in like the 93rd minute to equalise.
But Man United scored a load of goals in the last few minutes.
I agree, but they were outplayed in that final.
He's the only manager who's got Liverpool to second in the past how many years?
Yeah.
Being back at least 10 years.
Once, and then the season after, they finished second.
There was too much politics.
Politics? No, there wasn't. this is bull crap. Okay, and then he goes to Inter Milan.
Bull crap just really crap me up. It's bull crap, man.
Then he goes to Inter Milan and can't even win him the World Club Cup, which is with a load of awful teams, and then gets sacked. Doesn't get a job for ages. Then he goes to Chelsea and he's got a team who should be pushing for the league to third and just about, because Tottenham and Arsenal are still with
why
them.
Should they be pushing for the league?
Because
they've got Fernando Torres up front.
Who did they sell when Benitez was in charge? Daniel Sturridge. They've got Romelu Lukaku out at West Bromwich Albion. I don't know whether they could have brought him back, but he'd be the first person I'd bring back.
If you look at his midfield, he's got Hazard, Oscar, Mata.
It's ridiculous.
Who are all new players to the club?
Not having it. He's not a top manager at all.
We'll see.
We will see. He's not a top manager.
He might
win the Europa League this season. If he does, great. Well done.
Listen, I think he's done very well at Chelsea, considering
In fact, when he was appointed, Chelsea were in the race for the title. They were in the race for the title.
They were.
I think you should maybe get up on your laptop where Chelsea were in the league at the time.
I can't be arsed.
Well, there we go then.
Well, you know, you did.
They were well in the race.
Before you come on air, rather than just making wild accusations.
They were well in the race.
I don't need to prove an argument that you're trying to make.
It's not an argument, it's a fact.
If we want to get real,
Rafa Benitez, it was a fact.
Anyway, your thoughts on Fergie?
I did like the fact that they said to Rafa before the Chelsea match, they went, so what are your thoughts on Alex Ferguson? He's like, the one person you could ask.
Mm.
And he's like, I wish him the best in health. Yeah, just nice. Just say you wish him the best health. Go on.
He doesn't like him. He shouldn't have to like him.
Just why ask him?
Anyway, Fergie, thoughts?
I do think it's a shame. As much as I think next season it will be very interesting, because it's, you know, as much as there's been other teams who've won it in the past how many years, it's going to be a very, to me, I think it's going to be very open, and it's not going to be a one-horse race anymore. because you know, you've had the stability of Ferguson for 26 years.
Mm.
There's, you know, no one's ever had that sort of stability in the Premier League. So it's going to be very, very interesting next season.
I think it'll be a very exciting season next season. However, I do think it'll be largely business as usual for Manchester United.
Mm.
I think you'll see very little interruption. There'll be moments in the season where Man United go on a slightly poor run and the papers are like, oh, can Moyes handle it? Because
yeah.
You know that is what will happen.
You're pretty much echoing exactly my sentiments.
That's exactly what will happen.
I'm going to say in advance, I think we should congratulate Fellaini and Baines on their moves to Man United.
strangely enough, I have no problem with those two coming to United. If there's one player I'd like to see come from Everton to United, it'd be Ross Barkley. Who I think has got a very, very big future ahead of him. You heard it here first.
No, we didn't. People have talked about Ross Barkley for over a season, but
of course,
Ross Barkley, when I spoke to the lad at work, he's a Sheffield Wednesday fan, he didn't seem amazed by how he did down there.
Not a lot of people are, but that doesn't mean you're
not.
No,
I'm not saying he's going to be a bad player. I hope he is a good player. I always tried to sign him
on
Football Manager.
A lot of players go out on loan. I mean, David Beckham wasn't anything special at Preston, from what I'm told. Darren Gibson wasn't exactly special at Wolves. I don't think he's great now, but he's doing it in the Premier League for Everton. Tom Huddleston, went out on loan to a couple of clubs.
Went to Wolves.
I think he was at Wolves as well.
He was fantastic.
I think he's an excellent player. It doesn't make a player, break a player going out on loan. But what I would say about Fergie, if I could, is thank you.
If you're listening.
If you want to get all emotional about it, because I've never known Manchester United without Alex Ferguson. You know, I'm 29 this week.
I mentioned this in the blog.
And he's been at the club for 26 and a half years. So this is really a culture shock for me, actually. It's really quite strange. But what I would say, and I will just leave it at this, is that he's the greatest football manager of all time.
On that bold note, I've only got one thing to say to you, Max Carnage, and that is, when I say find us, what do you say?
Keep us!
There we go. Anyway, moving on, I've got some fitting music because we're going to talk about Wigan's FA Cup win and the fact that I am, although mathematically Max can still join me in the land of being correct, it's unlikely. So I've got some fitting music. Tim should recognise this because I believe he played this at his wedding.
Oh yes.
See,
is this
it's the fact that I'm the only one to have got a bold prediction right. I am the best.
I to be honest, I think me and Tim were a little more bolder with our predictions.
Really?
Yeah.
You're bolder than Wigan were going to win the FA Cup.
One match.
Okay,
no.
It was two matches, and bearing in mind the other match was Wigan versus Millwall.
Exactly. It was one match.
Yeah.
Look,
you predicted one result, technically.
I think you'll find I also predicted the bottom three as well. But we'll get on to that in a moment. Wigan won the FA Cup 1-0 against Manchester City.
That was terrible.
It's fine. It's there, so far.
I wasn't knocking that.
No, I'm not betting.
I was celebrating.
Yeah, it was a poor game, and also
I think it was a poor game.
Well, I'll be honest, I've no idea what the first half was like because I didn't see the first half because it was on at a stupid time of day.
That was one part of the match. I caught one part of it, and it was Tevez's shot and that save from Jarre.
Mm.
That was an impressive save.
I don't think it was a poor game. I thought it was a good game for a low scoring cup final.
Well,
there was a lot to admire in that game.
Well, for the half I saw, I wasn't terribly impressed. Pleased that Wigan won. People were saying, Martinez has got to stay now you've won this, hasn't it?
No.
That's Martinez's thank you and goodbye presents.
Yes.
Blatantly.
Yeah.
Isn't
it? You reckon Everton then?
I think he'll I think Everton would do very well to get Martinez in, but I don't think he'll be staying there. Or why would he? If they go down.
If they stay up, I think he'll stay.
Yeah.
He's won more than David Moyes. I'm not belittling David Moyes.
No,
he's won more than David Moyes.
I think he'll stay if they stay up.
Which they won't.
You know, no teams have won the FA Cup and been relegated before.
Carling Cup and been relegated.
It's not the FA Cup, is it?
Happened.
Tim,
no, it hasn't.
Tim,
a team has won.
No,
anyway,
I said the FA Cup.
Yeah, no, you're saying the FA Cup. What I'm saying, a team has won a domestic trophy and then still being relegated. He doesn't, it doesn't spur them on anymore. They've still got to do results.
Not what I said.
Anyway,
whatever.
Anyway,
I think there's a little twist in there. I don't know how, why, but Wigan might just do it.
Well, Arsenal. Still gunning for the Champions League, so they're going to they've got something to play for as well as Wigan. So if Wigan don't at least draw that game, Wigan are relegated.
Yeah,
because all the results today went against them.
It was a bad day for Wigan, actually.
It was a very
for
bad
the
day.
The best day of their
Sunderland,
lives, and
Norwich.
Then today.
Sunderland, Norwich won. No, sorry, Sunderland and Southampton drew.
The,
Norwich won.
The
4-0.
Norwich result just. Took me by surprise.
Four
I mean, I thought
Newcastle won. Was it
3? 2-1.
2-1.
Keeps it tough as well.
Yeah. So yeah, basically, the only result that went for them was yesterday, which was the Villa Chelsea game.
Yeah.
Which was a very good game, I thought. It was disappointing that the Lampard scumbagged a winner for Chelsea right at the end, but. Benteke got sent off and got cheered as he was sent off.
Knob. Is he a fancy football team?
He's a young lad.
Knob.
He's a young lad. He just, he gets.
He had the potential to get me like 6 points. He got me 2. Knob.
Yeah, so Wigan essentially will. I feel we're playing
points.
In Europe from the Championship next season. I do think, on the plus side, is I can't imagine too many of the Wigan players going if they go down. And I can imagine absolutely walking the Championship.
Yeah, it depends who they keep hold. I think James McCarthy will be on his way.
Callum McMahon.
Yeah, unfortunately. Although I'd like to see him maybe stay, but I mean, I thoroughly expect him to be in the next England squad after his performances.
I've just remembered, Roy, the past few podcasts when I wanted to say this, but I keep on forgetting, I finally remembered. A red corner with number 2, a striker with a number 2 shirt.
Glenn Dempsey.
It pisses me off so much, and I don't know why.
I know,
it's completely from left field.
It bugs me as well.
It just really winds me
up. Do you not,
it is odd.
Do you not also like the fact that his name is Aruna Kone? But for people who didn't know that his first name was Aruna, it says in the back of the shirt, Kone, A, full stop. So it's like they're literally pronouncing it.
They should put it the other way. It's going to be Akon.
Akon.
Akon started out as a right back, which is why he wears number 2.
Well, he wants to change his ideals.
He wore number 2 at I can't remember, we're both from Spain now, but he wore number 2 there as well.
Did you hear that?
And
Clint
Dempsey also wears number 2 because it was the first shirt he wore as a football player.
He pisses me off anyway.
It annoys me. If I was
great
manager, I'd say, I'm sorry, this bothers my OCD. You're not allowed to do that. I decide the numbers, not you.
I would, if I was a football manager, decide the squad numbers for the players. But
it's not a football manager. They can give you a preference.
If someone gives you a choice of what your squad number's going to be, have whatever you like.
You know, that fantastic, absolutely brilliant moving program, Being Liverpool, was on just for the start of the season.
No.
Absolutely wonderful it was. And
I didn't watch it.
You shouldn't have. Even if you're a Liverpool fan, you shouldn't have watched it. It was absolutely
persecution.
It was cringe worthy. Well, it was cringe worthy, that.
It's for justice.
And it showed a bit anyway. It showed a bit when Joe Allen got signed and like Brendan welcomed in. And he went, right, so what shirt number do you want then? And this was part of the show. And he went, what shirt number do you want? And he's like, well, which ones are available? And he goes, well, we've got look this one, but someone's got that. And he went, there's a number 6, but you're not really like a number 6 player, are you? 24 is a good number. 24 is a good number, Joe. You have the number 24. It's a good one, that is. And he just went, you know what? 24 is not, it's not even like a real number.
If you were 25,
hang on. Did you say that 24 wasn't a real number?
A real squad number.
I think it is.
I think technically all of them are 99 are squad numbers.
I've seen a player wear a number 99
before.
I remember, what was his name now? There was a player.
You don't remember him then?
Back in the 90s. It'll come to me at some point. He played up front with Ronaldo at Inter Milan. And Ronaldo was number 9, but he wanted to be number 9.
Mm.
So
he took the number.
He took number
18 and he put a little plus in between the numbers.
Yeah. I know you're on about. I know some players do that, like they have 45, so it's 4 and 5 is 9.
Mm.
So they're still wearing the number 9 shirt.
So essentially, we were talking about bold predictions. And got a little bit distracted by squad numbers. Bold predictions, of course, mine was right. Max's still technically could be correct. He's unlikely to be. Therefore, I'm the winner. I have suggested to you that we need ones for the summer and ones for next season. If you have one for the summer or next season and are prepared to disclose it now,
I'm ready for next season.
Feel free.
Ooh.
I have one for next season as well.
Next season, top 4. As I put on Twitter earlier.
Liverpool will be top 4.
No, let me finish. Number 1, Chelsea.
This is precious.
Okay.
This is.
I mean, United won't even be in the top 4.
Number 2, City.
Yeah.
Number 3, the mighty Liverpool.
Number 4,
United.
That is certainly a bold prediction.
That is beyond bold.
I think
that is blind.
This is going to be up there with Tim's QPR staying prediction.
Dude, that you know what? Screw Harry Redknapp.
So we're going 1 Chelsea, 2 Man City, 3 Liverpool, and 4 Manchester United. That's an interesting one. My bold prediction for next season is, I can't remember which order the players' award thingies are, but the player of the season will be young Shinji Kagawa.
That is a very interesting but understandable bold prediction. I've got a bold prediction for you.
Okay.
I've got one.
Make it bold.
For next season. Swansea City will reach the Europa League final.
Okay.
Oh.
That's interesting. So, we've got the bold predictions next season. What I ask of you as homework is, if you go away before the next podcast and come back with a bold prediction for something that happens over the summer, i.e. a transfer move or a manager move or something like that.
I've already got one,
but we're not going to reveal all of them until next week, so keep it until then.
Okay.
So
cool.
It's time to move on to relegations, or the relegation. We sort of touched on it a little bit.
Screw you, Harry Redknapp.
Obviously, Tim's disastrous bold prediction failed within minutes.
Screw Harry Redknapp and screw Bazinga as well. Laughing as you walk off.
It was
bollocks.
Not a good day, as we discussed, for Wigan. The bottom three is currently, as predicted on the first podcast by Bruce Swain, QPR, Wigan and Reading, not necessarily in that order, which obviously isn't. QPR are bottom on 25, Reading are 28, both are relegated. Wigan have 35 points from 36 games, with a goal difference of minus 23. Sunderland have 39, 4 points ahead, with only a game left. So, it's going to be very tricky, I feel, for Wigan. They've essentially got to win both of their last two games, one of which, the game in hand, is at Arsenal, who are now not in the Champions League places. They've dropped out by 2.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to go down.
Oh God, they're gone.
They're gone. Bye, Wigan.
Yes!
No, they do it every season, don't they? It's just like, it must be so interesting to be a Wigan fan.
Because like, the whole season, you're like, yeah, we've got nothing to hope for, nothing to hope for. And then it gets to the last day of the season, like, yes, this is where the excitement starts. This is what I live for.
I think they do it on purpose, really. Because
yeah.
It is like winning a trophy, isn't it, if you stay up on the last day of the
season.
Yeah, I actually thought that they should have, if you're like, if you get out of the relegation fight on the last day of the season, you should get a little trophy.
No, you shouldn't.
Just a miniature trophy.
That's ridiculous.
The QPR players have had something to play for, then.
No. You should not get a trophy for staying in the league.
No.
You already get money for being relegated from it.
So. I'm happy that Wigan are going to go down. They've won a trophy, so their fans can be happy. Now, let's not see you again.
Ever.
No.
I like Wigan. I'll be honest, I do.
On the subject, however, of relegation, it is time I posed the question on the oh, by the way, the comment I wanted to make that I forgot about Man City and the FA Cup and everything was I posted on the F Factor Twitter account. I thought that after the game Mancini looked like a man who'd been told he'd got a minute's head start against some sort of death squad, because he looked absolutely petrified. And rightly so, because it appears he's on his way out. But anyway, he bore all the looks of another man, Dean Saunders, who was relieved of his duties as Wolverhampton Wanderers manager as they went out limply on the final day of the season.
Have we heard anything more about Owen Coyle replacing?
No, Owen Coyle has come out and said that he'd happily take the job.
Apparently he was at Molineux, didn't he?
I wouldn't be too put out. I mean, I'm going to do a blog entry on who I my thoughts on Wolves managers. I would say if it was... There's also McLaren's odds today have dropped from 66-1 to 6-1.
Wow.
wow.
I mean, I'm not knocking the talents of Steve McLaren, because I actually think he's a very good coach, and I can see why they would be interested in him if they're having a head coach. But I mean, if the Wolves board wanted to disgruntle their fans anymore,
exactly.
I mean, that is the way to do it, really, isn't it? Wow.
Indeed.
Wow.
I do sometimes.
Is it not enough that their own fans want to destroy their own stadium?
This is what comes to mind when I think of the Wolverhampton Wanderers board, particularly Morgan and Moxie, when they come up with their decisions. This is largely the thought process going through their brain. Steve Morgan's riding dirty. Yeah, I do think sometimes. I'm not sure actually. I've
seen us amusing a police car. I was just
I've discussed this at length with my warm supporting friend. That it's Morgan isn't trying to cock things up.
No, he's not. It's
he
not,
just
I don't
doesn't
want,
know what he's doing.
Know? And he's leaving. He's leaving those decisions up to a potato. I'm sorry, is that a bad way to describe Jez Moxie?
Jez Moxie is a man who I feel gets somewhat harshly treated in his job as making sure we get the most money for players as possible. He's very, very, very good at that.
Mm.
In terms of players like Stephen Fletcher and players like Matt Jarvis. And £5 million for adding Akinboye.
Yeah, he's very good at getting money.
They need a head, or you know, director of football.
However, when it comes to picking managers, I don't think.
In fairness, the Mick McCarthy thing, he said to Steve Morgan, he went, sleep on it, and see what you want to do about him in the morning. And if you still want to get rid of him, get rid of him. And so he slept on it and went, I still want to get rid of him, and got rid of him.
Yeah, and then he interviewed Steve Bruce, who said, yeah, I'll take the job, and then the next day appointed Terry Connor.
Yeah, but me and my friend, we both looked at each other and went, we could have had Steve Bruce, so can we look, he's just got Hall promoted. And we both said the same thing, which was, yeah, I still don't think I'd want Steve Bruce as manager.
What?
I
don't, are you a nutcase?
No, I don't know what it is about Steve
I've just
Bruce.
Been calling Jez Moxie a potato when there's one sitting right next to me.
I'm still not convinced.
That's a ludicrous statement.
Like,
It's a ludicrous. You just got relegated to League One.
Is it any more ludicrous than my friend when we were watching Ferguson with all this tearful resignation stuff? And he just turned to me and, I really hope he hasn't done any touching kids. And I was like, you know what? I know he blatantly hasn't, but in these modern times, I'm suspicious of every single celebrity known to mankind.
Mid-season, Ryan Giggs confesses.
Late 70s while he was at Aberdeen.
How can you both do this entire
one
days?
You're sick. Look, I don't think he would have done it.
Of course.
Operation U.
It wasn't even
Charles
me
Trafford.
Who said it. Anyway, but Wolves. I like to think that, as I said in this blog piece, that the ideas that United went with, like of playing youth players and stuff like that, should be the values that Wolves aspire to now with their team. We've got players who've played at League One level before and acquitted themselves well, so why not play them in the team? When players have left our team and are now playing, for, like Elliot Bennis, plays at Norwich in the Premiership, scored today. Even though they went down with us, Peter have got Mark Little and
there is something fundamentally wrong somewhere in the Wolves system, possibly in their coaching, because you do see a lot of players leave Wolves and end up at playing Premier League football, and these are players who aren't really the Wolves fans don't even really appreciate them when they're at Wolves, so there's got to be something in the coaching set up for me. Who's the lad who went to Bolton and then
don't
Wigan?
Talk about, do not talk about the one. If you, it's the one that I think you're talking about.
Mark Davis. Mark
Fuck
Davis.
Off, Judas Mark Davis.
All I'm saying is he didn't even, you know, he wasn't.
He's
start,
injured all the time.
He wasn't starting in the Wolves team.
I know,
but
he was injured all the time.
Yeah,
when
he was fit, he wasn't playing.
He went on loan to get his fitness back.
Bolton took an interest in him, took him away, and he's playing Premier League football.
He had
he's on now, but he's playing football.
He had his head turned by Chris Evans, who went to Bolton.
Well, who can blame him? Not playing for Wolves or playing Premier League.
He wasn't playing for Wolves because he was injured all the time. And then when he was fit, we loaned him out to Leicester. And then he came back, didn't even get a chance to play in the first game because he went, my contract's going, bye. Whereas all the Wolves fans, every Wolves fan was excited about Mark Davis. Mark Davis is a Judas. Anyway, on that note,
I love how
definitive that was. He is a Judas.
Fact.
Yes.
Yes. I was going to say, although I'm probably any stretch of imagination, I'm not a Wolves fan. I was absolutely gutted for them when they got relegated. I think it may have something to do with the fact that sitting opposite me, there was a lady who is a massive Wolves fan, is getting married there next year. And she's listening to it on the radio at work, on the phone, and I was listening to it as well on my phone, mine was a little bit quicker, and he went, are we going to the Amex or over to Brighton? And I was like, and then it came, I was saying, and it's 1-0 to Brighton! I was like, oh, shit. And I was watching her face and watching her, it was about 5 seconds ahead, and then as it went, and it's over to Brighton, her hands went up overhead, and then it just sunk straight down, and I just felt so bad.
I would like to give a special mention to the Brighton fans, who were fantastic, and I do hope that Brighton, if anyone's going to get to the past, it will be Brighton, because they were chanting at the Wolves players during the game about how they basically
let down the fans.
They gave up, didn't they?
This is
why, and it was nothing bitter, I was glad that Wolves went down, but someone needs to be knocked down, and they need to take responsibility, and that's from the players right the way through the backroom staff and up to the board. They deserved what they got, unfortunately. However, I'm certainly not condoning the fact that some of their fans, after that last game, the way they vented their displeasure was appalling.
However, the fans who went to the final game of the season, 2,000 of them that travelled to Brighton, were acquitted themselves wonderfully.
Yeah, well, I expect that because usually the true fans are the ones who travel away.
Okay. We are coming up to the 50-minute mark, so I think what we'll do is we have one more segment, which I think everybody knows and loves, and that's time.
Cue the music.
You look so excited when the music comes on.
Cue the clap.
Oh, Max.
So it's been some time since we caught up about the mighty Go Go Castle Rough Rangers.
Just so you know, I would not be singing that.
No. I was actually thinking I did come up with a chant for you guys. When Dave said something about Wolverhampton's green and white, and I can't remember what tune it was to. Yeah, I'll come back to it in another.
Rather amusingly, he's been championing Wolverhampton's green and white ever since he joined the club.
Yeah.
And it's just occurred to me that next season our kid's got black shorts.
Wolverhampton's green and black.
Yeah, it does have the same ring to it.
Yeah.
Oh well.
The McKenna Webb Bowl's finest.
Not
off.
Indeed.
We need to think
so
about
one of our teammates yesterday, when we were watching the cup final after the game, suggested that me and Sam get married at the McKenna Red Bull.
Excellent.
I politely declined.
That would be hilarious.
We can, instead of hymns, we can do a football chant. football chants and
you're not shagging anymore.
Wrestling chants as well. So we can do Ryback. So it's been a while since we discussed this. I believe you've been storming up the tail.
Yeah, we should. We're hoping we'll finish in the top four. We've finished all our games now. We won the last five. Consecutively,
I believe. So didn't you beat the top of the table?
Yeah, we beat the champions.
Didn't you beat them handsomely?
2-1. Well, it was 2-0 until the last second of the game.
Who did you beat 5-0?
We beat Amanar.
I thought they were the ones at Amanar. I thought they were top.
No, Coldfield Rangers.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Yeah, we were 2-0 down at half time yesterday.
Inspirational.
We needed the win to have any hope of getting promoted. I don't like to champion myself as a manager too much, but
I will.
But I was my half time team.
I swear to you, I was there on my camping chair. Took the camping chair down this time, and I was sitting quite near the where the Scott players were, and I thought this is going to be an interesting one. And he came in, and straight away there was a couple of them all daring about the performance. And he went, right, lads, get in now, turn in. And he was like, oh, means business here. And listening to it, I wanted to get on the pitch and play.
I remember, by the way, Wolverhampton's great at white. There we go, see?
Does work.
You know, my mate, he knows Sergio Aguero's agent, because he's from Wolverhampton. And he's doing this campaign about trying to get Billy Wright knighted. I said to him that he should try and get the chant started at Man City to the tune of Loveful by the is it Cardigans?
Yes.
Sergio Aguero. And see if they can get it to catch on.
Two of my subs also came on and did the business yesterday,
you know,
didn't
what?
They?
We have took the piss a bit about Chris in the past.
Mm.
And yesterday he was like, he was a bit down about the fact that he hadn't started. He said, "Oh, really good. It's last game of the season. I really wanted to be starting this one." I went, right.
Oh, the season's finished.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I said, right, get your head out of that now.
Mm.
And when you go on, make the difference. Don't just try and be the difference, just make the difference. And he got on and he was chasing down.
Yeah.
I said to him
before he came on, I said, look, it's a big 15 minutes made for you.
Mm.
And he came on
and
he didn't score the winner, but he put the ball into the box and it was an own goal, you know.
What an own goal. Yeah. How close did you see that?
I couldn't tell there was because of where I am on the pitch. I saw the ball played into the box,
yeah.
But between me and the ball, there was two of our players. I think it was
yeah.
John and Jason around about that area. I thought one of them might have put it in.
It was a bad own goal. Chris got down to near the edge of the area and whipped it in.
Mm.
And honestly, even the manager, Baldwin, wasn't it?
Mm.
Even he said, I don't even know what he was thinking, because he was almost facing away from the goal and he just turned and side footed it into the back of the net.
Nice.
It was absolutely brilliant. And the great thing was the celebration, because Rick had been substituted and Rick did a fantastic job in getting the lads to know, being aware and all that. And Chris obviously got the assist, and John came running from the other side of the pitch, running over and jumped over, and Rick went running onto the pitch and he was jumping and up and down with them. It was just really cool to see.
But
it was a fantastic comeback.
On the subject of chance, I think that other side that you played in B5 now, they could have the chance.
It's already been discussed.
That's got to be.
We're all doing it.
Even though he doesn't support.
When he comes on.
What I think
I'll be trying to get a little radio for the next time that I come, and when he runs onto the pitch, I'll just go.
I think what we'll do is because we're still near, not quite at the end of the football season, what we'll do, as I discussed with you off air, is we'll have a end of season review where we'll go through the teams, the Premiership and the outside. We'll also do a grassroots season review where we'll look at the key players for the mighty Castlecroft Rangers. We've actually been invited to host the end of season awards, which Max wasn't aware of and seems somewhat unimpressed by. I know.
I'm just a little concerned.
Why?
Because it's you.
What the hell do you mean by that?
You're an incredibly offensive person.
You're
like fucking Frankie Boyle on acid.
As long as Chris prepares to have his feelings hurt, then it'll be alright.
I'm not going to be massive to anyone. And if I am, it'll just be...
Max.
Yeah, imagine just Max. Although if I do have a drink, all bets are off.
There we go. This is exactly what I'm going
to do.
I would probably need to have a drink to do it.
It should be mentioned for the announcement of the Players' Player of the Year as well.
Yes, yeah, Mr. John Bremner.
I was trying to... I did know that John had won the thing, and I was tempted to do some kind of X Factor... John Bremner homage, but I couldn't quite the way to work it in, so we'll do something for next time.
One or two of the lads like to refer to him as the Breminator.
I thought of him as Castlecroft Rangers Jan Vertonghen, in that he's quite a young chap, but he appears older and wiser beyond his years.
Yeah, that's very good.
Vertonghen, he's only about 23, 24,
yeah,
if that. And he was captain of Ajax at 21, whereas John does seem wise beyond his years.
He does.
Does he get forwards and score a lot of goals?
He scores a couple. He missed a penalty yesterday.
He scored six.
First penalty miss.
That's impressive. Six as a left back, is it? Yeah.
Left back and occasional centre back.
Yeah. So that's Vertonghen-esque.
It is extremely Vertonghen-esque.
We should call him John Vertonghen.
John Vertonghen. Oh God, it's gonna stick.
That's brilliant.
Actually gonna stick. John Vertonghen.
I think I can agree that we've all had a jolly good time this evening. And what we're going to do is I don't know whether to do one more, then an end of season review, or just do the next one as the end of season review.
Yeah, do one more.
Yeah, I'll do one more because there is one more week. Is the football on the Sunday? And we've also got to talk about the playoff.
I think it is the
Yeah, the last time at Game of the Season is always Sunday. So.
It's a pity that we decided to launch the podcast in the year where there is no international tournament in the summer.
There'll be some England friendlies,
though. It is a Sunday, and I was just going to say, last game of the season at Anfield against QPR, we've got nothing to lose, they've got nothing to lose. Jamie Carragher up front on his own. Come on!
It's not going to happen.
I really want him to.
So
you could play Jamie Carragher up front on his own for 6 hours and he still wouldn't score.
So we really,
he's got to have a chance.
Like, and we really, really wanted them to play Steve Bull in the season when we were up under Dave Jones. Just give him 5 minutes at the end of the season so he can say he played in the Premiership.
It sounds daft, but one of the things that they were thinking of doing was
letting Bebe have a go.
Registering Sir Alex Ferguson as a player today's game, because it's the one thing he's never done. He's never played.
Yeah,
true.
Unfortunately, FA Premier League rules state that you must sign or register a player I think it's like the 26th of March.
Yeah.
Maybe that would have been hilarious had they been playing. Say they've been playing QPR and he'd come back from Marseille, bought and just went lunging in. In the break, it's like 30 seconds that Berkey.
In all fairness, I think there's quite a lot of opposition players who probably would have been literally on the centre circle ready to just go and do it.
I don't know. I suspect there's a lot of
you would have wanted to.
Warmth and admirate. Yeah.
We would have needed Fergie to kick off.
And then
someone to just belt it out of play so we can still be really quick.
Or just have somebody who's like a quarterback and come in and clear. Right, so I think that's it for now. Remember, we are on Facebook, so give us a like. Just search for The F Factor. Again, search for us on iTunes. If you're listening to this, you probably already did that. We're on Twitter at F_Factor_, and we now have a blog, which Max still won't remember, is thefactor.blogspot.com.
The F Factor podcast.
Podcast.
.co.uk. Mother.
Good night.